Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome to Feedback at 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. 715-845-2155 is the phone number. Love for you to be a part of the program. All right, over the weekend and the last few days, rather, I received from an anonymous source some email that is circulating around regarding our education system. And I objected to it. It was disturbing on several different levels. One was just the information that the email contained, basically saying from a liberal viewpoint that Republicans and conservatives, and keep in mind, there is a difference between Republicans and conservatives, had no interest whatsoever in standing up against the Common Core state standards that are being implemented here in Wisconsin. They have no desire to fight it. None. They don't see any need. They have not been informed and influenced to understand why we as conservatives don't like Common Core. Or they have listened to our reasons and are dismissive. And this is an example that there are Republicans that do not understand that we conservatives want limited and contained government. Now, that's the first part, that after we have talked about it, we have had discussions on it, the will and the wants and desires of the people have been heard and has subsequently been dismissed. That's the first thing that I really did not like about this email. The second thing I didn't like, and there's another example of this, is the liberal slant to the communication. It was derogatory, it was divisive, and it was very immature in its phrasing and its attitude toward you and I who are conservative. And that there's no need for that. There's no call for it. It does not help in the discussion and development of strategy. It doesn't help when you have that type of an attitude. Let me give you another example. Recently, it came to my attention that in a school meeting, the leaders of the school, the administrators of the school, were referring to those that support Scott Walker in a very derogatory term, and was referring to anyone that was of a conservative mind as a bunch of teabaggers. Now, if you're having a protest and you want to be outspoken, you want to be controversial, you want to make sure that your point is picked up by the media and you want to yell teabagger and be childish of that nature, that's fine. Go out and be that way. But when you are conducting yourself in an administrative meeting and you are using childish, immature, and derogatory terms for a political faction that you happen to disagree with, then all you're doing is proving that you do not have the intelligence to stand up against an intellectual argument, that all you have in your quiver are insults and emotion. You do not have facts on your side. And for those of us who see the truth, we look at you and we pity you because you don't have what it takes to stand up to an intellectual discussion. So now that this issue is it was very disappointing to me to hear that the state legislature just decides that those of us who are opposing Common Core for good reason, we're not going to stand it. We're not going to do anything about it. There might be a panel. We might have a panel put together for 5 years to oversee things. But other than that, who cares? What's for lunch? So what does that mean to you and me? Well, it actually puts the fight right back where it should have been from the very beginning and where it should stay. You and I, who have children in the school system, must take up this fight on our own. We have to be very proactive when it comes to the education of our children. It is very easy, it's very convenient to get the little rugrat up, choke him down some breakfast, throw him in the car, or put him on the bus, send him off to school, and don't worry about it for a few hours till you pick him up again and go, "You have any homework tonight?" "Yeah." "Okay, you got to get your homework done because we got to do this, we got to do that." And not inquire about what's happening in your child's education. And not just inquire, but be active in the reading. Be active and proactive in the curriculum. Listen, it's our responsibility. We have to pay attention to what's going on. Let me give you an example. I went to a meeting here in the Wausau School District area, and they were giving us the instructions. The school children were given iPads for classroom and homework use and so forth. And I think it's fantastic. I love the technology, and I think it is a real help. Kids, if they miss a day of school, they can get some of their assignments and so forth via email and make it up via email, and it is engaging for the students. I think there are some tremendous benefits for an iPad in the classroom. So we were, listening to the rules. Apparently, if you use it to play baseball with and it breaks, you're supposed to pay for that. And so they were giving us some of the basics of the things that we need to pay attention to, what our responsibilities are of parents. And for the most part, I agreed totally. If you can't take care of the item, you should be financially responsible for the item. I go along with that. And then there was an explanation of some of the applications that were on the iPad, and one of them was a news service. I'm not familiar with the name of the application, but basically it is an application where the student can read about local news stories that you would hear us talk about on the morning show. As a matter of fact, in going over this application with my daughter, which we do on a fairly regular basis, there are news stories in there that we've talked about, even some of the things that we've brought up here on Feedback. And it is a fantastic opportunity for me and my daughter to sit down and talk about world politics. Now, keep in mind, she's 9. So getting in depth, we don't go too far, but it begins. This is where it starts. This is where getting her to understand that there is good and evil, there is right and wrong. And I am very careful to read how these stories are put together and what slant they take. And I'm glad to say, so far, I haven't objected too much to how they're done. Instead of it being slanted one way or another, it's just really watered down. And for a 9-year-old, I'm okay with that. All right. Having said all that, phone lines are open. 715-845-2155. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? What's your name?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. This is Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Say, which party is in control in Madison? Do you know?
Oh,
that would be the Republicans in every house and the governor's mansion.
All right. There
is
we go.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That is right.
Well, the reason I bring that up is because in convention, a resolution was passed in opposition to Common Core. And you would have thought that if they were actually listening to the, people that elected them,
mm-hmm.
maybe they would taken that seriously and said, you know what, maybe this isn't for Wisconsin.
They're not, though. They're paying
no
attention to
listening.
It whatsoever. You know, and why there is? You know, there's a lot of pressure for the states to accept and implement Common Core because it's tied to Obama's, race to the top. Obama did the stick and carrot routine saying, hey, I got money for you. I got millions of federal dollars for your education. You guys are hurting, right? Here's some money. Oh, by the way, you need to implement Common Core.
Well, if you listen to the expert testimony, and when I mean expert testimony, I'm talking about teachers and professors who, should have some expertise in that area, in that field.
They do,
and
yes.
They definitely are not all agreed on this. In fact, there are some with great opposition, and they view it more as a race to the bottom than a race to the top. And the thing of it is what about the constitutional aspect of this, that the federal government has no constitutional authority to be mandating anything in education to the states.
Well,
so
unfortunately,
why don't we just do the right thing here and get rid of it?
I am in agreement with you. I do not think Common Core is the right thing to do. As far as the constitutionality of it, I believe in the abolishment of the federal Department of Education in its entirety.
I agree. It should go.
I agree.
One other thing is that Representative Knutson, I'm not sure if he's an assembly person or a senator, he chaired this meeting and co-chaired it.
Uh-huh.
And I just read his report on this, and he thinks that it is really, not a good... he was very concerned about all of the things that came out. And yet, as the chair of that person, he's just kind of taking a non-stand on it.
Right.
And so I just don't know what's wrong with our representatives. Wonder why I get frustrated with them. I'm way beyond frustration and disappointed. I'm just real angry with our so-called conservative representatives.
I agree with you, and I appreciate your calling in and being a part of the program. This is why, once we elect an individual into office, our responsibility does not end there. We must keep our foot on the back of their neck and make sure that they not only say what we want to hear, but do what they say they are going to do. More of this when we come back. 715-845-2155, talking about Common Core, talking about what are our responsibilities now, not only for the education, but for the electorate process as well. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Severe weather updates on WSAU.com. And on air at AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback, 715-845-2155. We'll probably talk more about the issue of the attitude, the anti-Republican, anti-conservative attitude in our education system here in Wisconsin. We'll get more into that in another show. But what I want to focus on today is, with the revelation of an email that I received that is clearly indicating that the legislation in Madison is not going to listen to us at all, and they are not going to stand up against the implementation of Common Core, they're not going to do it. They are cowering to the influence of federal dollars for the education system. That's what they're doing. Well, seeing as how that's the case, that means you and I have the responsibility to stand up for what we believe is right. Well, that's the American way. I mean, this is the way it's been done for years. So roll up our sleeves and take on the fight. Just because it may be difficult doesn't mean we shouldn't try. So what that means is that you have to be involved in what goes on in your kids' education system. That means you must read the material that your child is given. You must analyze it. And you've got to know what your child should be getting as a curriculum and what they should not be getting. You need to know where they need to be in whatever grade that they're in. If they're in fourth, fifth, sixth grade, high school, and so forth, you need to know what academic achievements, goals, education levels, what should they be able to do at that certain point in their education. And here's something for you. Instead of us relying on standardized tests by the federal government or even the state, why don't we do some testing of our own? Do a little research and find out, what is it exactly? How much algebra should my middle schooler know? How much trigonometry should my high schooler know? At what level of division and multiplication should my grade schooler know? It's not hard. I don't know if you know this or not, but there's this thing called the internet, and it has all these resources that you can actually find out what are some non-political, non-agenda-based standards for education levels. And then talk to your kid. I know, talk to your kid, whatever, but talk to your kid and find out, where are they in school? Math and English, that type of thing. And then when it comes to the history of our nation, the history of our world, well, again, it requires you and I to do some reading and actually know the facts and then talk to our children about what are they learning? What is it that they are being told? Is it accurate? Is it liberally slanted? I'll give you an example. There was a curriculum set up in a school system that was very, very heavily based on ecology, the planet, making sure that our carbon footprint wasn't too big. It was very slanted against large corporations. It was basically saying that large corporations were evil, large corporations didn't care about the planet, and that only the smaller independent companies run by a bunch of vegans, you know, that type of thing, was the only way to go, and that if you didn't, you were going to destroy the planet. If that is a stance that you agree with, well, then enforce it in your children and talk to them about it. But if you understand the balance of nature and you understand that the resources on this planet are here for a reason, then you talk to your children about that as well. Thanks for calling. What's your name? Good morning.
Roy.
Yeah.
Roy.
Hey, Roy, what can we do for you this morning?
Yeah, I don't know if this pertains to what you're talking about. We have a friend that's a teacher in Rapids. And
okay.
The third grade class is no longer being taught science or history.
Why?
It's just a test. Ted, they're teaching to the test.
Yes.
Reading, math.
Yes.
And you know, whatever the big three are there, mm-hmm. but they're not teaching any science. If the teacher has time in her curriculum, it's an extra, and if they have time, they can teach a little history. Otherwise, they're teaching to the test, and that's it.
And this is what one of the major complaints of curriculum or standardized testing comes under, especially when you start saying to the education system, all right, your pay is going to be directly tied to the performance of the children on these standardized tests, then instead of giving the education a boost, what you have done is tied the hands of the educators and the administration to teach the test. And that's what they do all across this country. That's what they're doing, and that's why our education standards are failing.
They all look good when the tests are good.
Yeah, yeah. But unfortunately, we've got kids that don't know how to balance a checkbook. We have kids that have no idea how to fill out a job application. We have kids graduating high school that can't freaking read. We have kids that are coming out of the school system that have no clue what American history is really about. And that is a failure. That's where the education system is failing. If your child coming out of high school cannot read, cannot fill out a job application, cannot balance a checkbook, can't do enough math to figure out how much carpeting is needed by a 10 by 12 room, then that education has failed that individual. If they graduate high school and are basically functionally illiterate, then that system has failed. And I got news for you. There's a lot of kids that are coming out of our school system with a diploma and a passing grade that are getting that grade because the school system decided, man, I don't want to put up with this anymore. We can't fail this kid again. Let's just pass him. Just give him a diploma, move him on, and push him on to somebody else. And if you don't think that's a reality, then your head really is buried in the sand. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, going to take a break. We'll come right back. 715-845-2155.
Wisconsin Morning News now. The Jerry Bader Show at 9 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.